In the studio, as I promised, we have the one and only very, very talented SOG. We have their three members, Ollie, Noel and Rue, here coming in for a chat about their new cover of Point That Thing Somewhere Else by The Clean. They'll also be talking about working with David Kilgore and other plans for 2026. Good morning to you, Ollie, Rue and Noel. How are we doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good.
Oh, we're chilling like
spiffing.
Dogs. Spiffing even.
Yeah.
You don't hear that very often. Yeah. I have been very, very interested to know, do all of you go to Logan Park?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
Because on the Johnny's website, the John McGlashan website, they were like, we're so happy.
Hey, buddy.
Our band SOG are playing. This is false. This is false.
Yeah, false information. False
why would they? Why would Johnny's do that?
I don't know.
Bit of a mix-up, I think.
Yeah.
How did they forget the students?
No, I think there were people who like looked like us.
We all have identical twins.
Ah, okay. Dunedin is famous.
And they're
for,
all nerds, and they all attend a bad school. It's not a bad school. It's an okay school.
What, Johnny's or Global
Johnny's? Park? Johnny's. It's a fine school. But yeah, no, they're not us. That wasn't not us.
They're not like us.
They're not like us.
Okay, that's good to know. Because Logan Park High School has a lot of famous alumni. You've got Graham Downs from the Verlaines, Andrew Wilson from Da Da Dai, Nadia Reed, Aldous Harding. Does the school celebrate those characters?
I don't know.
Yeah. They're not like outwardly like these people.
In the music room, they have like a board of like guys, and I don't know those. Like, it's not the guys I recognize. It's like Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Who's the guy from Skyrim? Todd Howard.
Yeah, Todd Howard.
Yeah, there's a guy that looks like Todd Howard, and then I don't recognize anyone else. But it's not like Andrew Wilson or like,
Todd Howard's in the music room.
Yeah, Todd Howard. Well, it's not him.
It's another identical.
It's another identical twin who looks like Todd Howard.
Okay,
but like, I think it would be really cool if there's like a little Todd Howard shrine.
We can make that happen.
Oh my gosh. Why did I write that question? Oh, yeah, does Logan Park get, like, really trashy after Baseline? Because Baseline was, like, what, last weekend?
Nah, not really.
Not really? They clean up well?
Yeah, I mean, because it's kind of confined to that one area, it doesn't really spill over.
Okay.
But, on the contrary, Castle Street, getting to Logan Park does.
Yeah.
Especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Getting to school on St. Patrick's Day is a mission.
Real?
Yeah.
What was it like this year?
You know, you kind of had to swerve a bit, getting around people.
Mm. My friend had a bottle thrown at her.
Really?
Yeah.
Bowl?
Bottle.
Oh, bottle. I thought you said a bowl.
Bowl, yeah. I'm
sure. A mixing bowl full of cake batter.
And I was busing to school, and everywhere you go, you just see, like, swarms of green, like, passed out on lawns already, and it was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
6 before 6, mate.
So how does that, like, inform your thoughts on, you know, students?
Full of delinquency.
Delinquency.
There is no... What is the word? There is no... Something.
Class. There's no class.
Yes, there's no class with those uni students.
Yeah. You're not wrong. this new track, this new cover we want to talk about, Point That Thing Somewhere Else. What is being pointed somewhere else? When you think of that title, what do you imagine being pointed somewhere else?
Fingers.
You say fingers?
Fingers. Where are they being pointed to?
Bottles?
Well, from Life in One Chord, Shane Carter said that when he hears that song, he thinks of like the old shows at Coronation Hall up in Mouldy Hill.
Mm.
And like when people would come beat the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, that to me is like wanting to not get beaten up. But then I think kind of that attitude has shifted now. It's like when you think someone's pointing at you now, it's like because they have admiration, I guess.
Do you think the secret to making great music is getting beat the shit out of at live gigs?
It's never happened yet.
I mean, there's respectful beating up, but then there's rude beating up. You know?
I like want to get beat up like once after a show. Mm. Like I feel like just once. Like,
I mean, that's how you know you're true.
Yeah, true.
And like, imagine the songs that would come out of that.
We just make so many great songs. We make a whole. We'd like. You remember Afro Man? Like the.
Yeah.
We just like milk it. We just like make like 50 videos.
Actually,
about it.
Have you heard about the Afro Man drama going on right now?
Yeah, I've seen a bit of it. Eh? Like, his house got invaded by police a couple of years ago, and they invaded his privacy rights.
Yeah. And he wrote songs about all the officers.
Yes, exposing them for like fraud and cheating on their partners and stuff. And,
yeah, I would recommend everybody watch the court hearings because it's really funny.
Mm. And does he wear? Because from what I've seen of Afro Man in this recent saga, he's wearing this like suit that's composed of American flags.
Yep. Yeah,
does he wear that in the court?
Yeah, and glasses that have the American flag in it.
That's incredibly based. I do want to ask a question about, I guess, the Dunedin sound of old. Was that like a sound era that y'all are particularly familiar with?
Yeah.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Does it feel interesting to know that your music is going to have a similar reputation 30 years down the line?
I'm not sure about that. But
I mean, I think it would be really cool if people start arguing about what version of songs are better, like some pretentious Rate Your Music nerds are like, well, I actually believe the demo version has more soul to it. But music having a legacy is always a cool thing to think about, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Especially when it's in sort of a microculture.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I really want Reddit nerds to be like, well, I actually prefer the 2020s Dunedin sound, as it has more variety in its music.
More variety?
Yeah. Whoa, dude.
What was it? What?
It's really good.
Oh, thank you.
You should do radio.
This guy should have a radio show.
This guy. Get a load of this guy. David Kilgore was on this thing.
Yeah.
Which is really, really exciting. Was Natasha the plug on this?
No.
Shout out Natasha.
Nick Rowan was.
Who was?
Nick Rowan.
Oh, shout out Nick Rowan.
Funny thing is, we actually have never actually met David Kilgore in person.
Really?
Yeah.
So this was done by distance?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were recording the song, and then Nick was listening to it, and he's like, I think David Kilgore would like this. And he just calls him up, and he's just like, come over, listen to this song. And then he put on guitar, and then the rest was history.
And then a week later, it was like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I pictured it like he would be helping coordinate and direct y'all with this cover. Super hands-on.
He was not wearing a tuxedo with a little thing. He
wasn't Bradley Cooper in that conductor movie. Oh, true. Was this like your first like cover that you've done?
No, on the last album we covered D7 by The Wipers.
Yeah.
Oh,
forgot about
but
that.
But also, probably the longest standing cover we've done is Crystallator.
Did you do that?
Every live show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My brother's band recently did that in China.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty based. How do you songify this track?
Pedals.
Drums.
Drums.
I would say
drums.
Yeah. Drums and pedals are the SOG sound, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the bass is there too, I guess.
I didn't even have... This is like one of the first songs ever where I didn't have a distortion on for my bass. Like, which was quite shocking to me. Damn.
Turning pro.
Damn, son. Last year, we had your EP, Kill Your Oppressor. Will we get another one this year that's more like, well, actually, the oppressor creates jobs and donates lots to the Red Cross? We'll get something like that?
Well, look, the only thing I can say at this point is
what
ferrets.
I would say to you?
Ferrets. 5 billion of them.
Five billion ferrets.
Yep.
They're fuzzy and they're
angry.
They're cutting me open like I'm a piece of meat.
Is this a reference to something?
Yes, this is a reference to Ferrets by SOG.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, this is new music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's exciting.
So we kind of took a bit of a turn after Kill Your Oppressor.
Going in a furry direction?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, yes.
I sort of got that vibe when y'all come in here this morning.
Yeah.
Something really, really exciting is happening today, though. Y'all are playing at Logan Park to sort of debut this new track.
Yeah.
Is that just an internal high school gig?
Yeah.
Run by...
Random people can't just show.
Unfortunately, no.
No, it
hasn't been said if random people can or can't show up.
I would recommend going... If you are not a Logan Park student, you could...
You could
theoretically buy a uniform and walk into the school if you are...
It's a non-uniform day.
It's a non-uniform day. You can just come. You can just walk in. There's no uniform. Oh, my God. Guys, you're fine.
I would hate
Shout out Easter.
Yeah.
And when, surprisingly, I don't think the cover's even on the set.
Yeah, we're not even playing the cover today.
Oh, you're not even playing the cover
today. No, we don't have time because we're doing a...
Three-song set.
Well, no. We're playing a one-song set because we want to do Crystallator justice, like how Shane plays it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing 20 minutes long.
Nice. Just keep, just over and over and over and over. That's awesome.
It's going to be a faithful cover.
Mm-hmm. Is someone playing, like, piano in the other room?
Oh, that's the sound bed.
Oh!
My dear friend.
Wow. Wow, I was like, that's the a nice ambiance.
Is someone playing piano in here? Me back.
There's a little piano guy in my ear.
Oh my God. He's on the radio.
Standing on your shoulder.
He's in everyone's radio as well, playing away. Well, speaking of Easter, do you all have plans for the Easter break? Are you going anywhere? Making music? Playing Skyrim?
No, I haven't played Skyrim in a hot minute. I've been playing Tetris.
Nice.
But,
it's more of a brain game, eh?
I think I might take a trip to Ross Creek.
Good spot. I'm actually going on a lovely trip to Vietnam.
Vietnam?
Yeah, Vietnam.
Wow, that's a big break.
It's a big break. It's, like, very exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I get back the day of a gig, like, a couple hours before it starts, which will be interesting. You know, the Ivy Pearly gig, May 1st at Pearl Diver, I think.
Oh, whoa. I did not know about that.
Yeah.
I'm not in on the loop.
It's like 4 hours. I arrive like 4 hours before the gig starts, so I might pass out. I'm not sure.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
That'd be a crazy gig story.
If I pass out on stage.
And do you have any plans?
You know, I think I might go to Fresh Choice, maybe. What else?
Get an Easter egg.
Yeah, might treat myself, but it's kind of a luxury, so... Depends how the wallet's looking.
How's it looking right now?
$5.
Nice.
Yeah. That's enough like one.
Oh, no, it's not.
Like the bad ones. You know the bad ones at the warehouse? Like the bad ones
that aren't even real chocolate.
It's like plastic. Yeah. It's like rubber.
It's just pure petrol.
It's like waxy.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now that's going to go up because fuel prices have increased.
Oh, my petrol chocolate.
No! My petroleum derived chocolate. Well, thank you all for coming on the program today and talking to me about the new cover of Point That Thing Somewhere Else. Before we go, can we expect to see an EP release anytime soon? EP release.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe. Are these ferrets coming around sometime?
These ferrets might be in your freezer. There might be an argument about that.
But then they will thaw and all the things will be nice again.
Zaytoon?
That's all we can say for now.
That's all we can say.
Okay, I appreciate the mysteriousness. I appreciate the mystery. Thank you so much. All right, folks, that was Ollie, Rue, and Noel from SOG coming on to talk about their cover of Point That Thing Somewhere Else, originally by The Clean. They also work with David Kilgore on the song. We're going to play it for you right now. ASAP Rocky, you are listening to The One. Keep it locked, Hi, guys. That was SOG with their cover of Point That Thing Somewhere Else, originally by The Clean. Bangin' tune, bangin' cover. I mean, the original song's great. The cover's awesome. I hadn't listened to the original yesterday. I heard the new version first, and then I heard the original, and I was like, oh my gosh, have I not heard either? Well, I guess I couldn't have listened to the new one because it literally just came out. But yeah, awesome efforts there. Oh my god, I love me some SOG. They just came on the program as well. Noel, Rue, and Ollie from SOG came on just before for a kororo about this new cover of theirs, and also alluded to a possible EP release this year. They're being very cryptic with it, which is something I didn't really pick up on in our chat until it was made very obvious. Anyway, it's 34 past 8 here on the Big Breakfast program on Radio 1, 91 FM, Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. And now we're going to launch into our weather and road condition roundup, where we see what's happening in the air, in the sky, and on the ground as well. Let's do it.
Get the inside scoop on what's outside with the Radio 1, 91 FM weather and road conditions roundup.
All right, let us launch right into it. Nonaine, today we have a high of Rua Te Kaumātoru 23 with a low of Te Kaumārua 12. Kei te pihi a te ahua o te rangi. Well, today is set to be pucky, fine, apart from some morning cloud. We can also expect some northeasterlies in the afternoon. All in all, two layers is what Met Service recommends. In terms of an hour-by-hour breakdown, this is from the YR Weather Service, as it always is, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's expected today is going to be completely sunny, no clouds at all. Then from 5 onwards, clouds will set in and the sun will leave our skies by 7 p.m. So basically sunny until, like, yeah, until 5, and then it'll be nighttime around 7. Pretty interesting stuff. Looking to tomorrow, Apopo on Porare Friday, we have a pretty similar temperature profile with a high of Rua Te Kaumātahi 21 and a low of Te Kaumārua 12. Tomorrow is set to be pucky, fine, with northerlies becoming strong for a time in the afternoon and evening. Pretty nice conditions all up, everything considered. Is there anything very prescient to mention when it comes to roads? Well, there is a South Road lane closure, and which lasts through till the 7th of April, and that's going to affect Route 5. Is there anything else to mention? We're talking about bus-related closures. I guess the 11 Opoho Road and Opoho Road Botanic Garden stops are closed through till Tuesday, April 7th, and that is affecting routes 10 and 95. Is there anything else we need to really worry about? Just courtesy of the Waka Kotahi Journey Planner here, on State Highway 1 in the Upper Waitati area, there is stop-go traffic management with a 30k per hour speed restriction in place until Good Friday, which is tomorrow, the 3rd of April, and these roadworks are happening between 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. There is one unplanned road closure, which is the Canongate closure. It's closed at Serpentine Avenue and 122 Canongate due to a fallen tree, so I hope that tree gets back up or turns into firewood or something. I hope that closure stops soon. Anyway, we're going to have the Rad Times gig guide at 8:45. Before we get to that, though, or before we talk about our next song, I will mention we do have a couple of yarns today. We have Big Seema joining us at 10 a.m. for a chat about their new track, Rent Free. And then at 10:30, we'll be talking to PhD candidate Michael Swanson from the University of Otago, Otaku Whakaihu Waka, about New Zealand, the sort of New Zealand political response to the increasing fuel prices. And we mean this in the sense of, like, how are NZ politicians going to capitalize on this when it comes to the election? How do they devise policy that everyone can get on board with? That is the sort of political side of things we'll be talking about, which should be very fascinating. We do also have a giveaway today. We are giving away two copies, I repeat, dos copies, rua copies, of Robin's new record, Sexistential, which is out wherever you find your music. We're giving away two copies on vinyl. All you gotta do to enter the draw to potentially win a copy of Robin's Sexistential on vinyl is text in to 021-272-3461 with your Easter plans. I repeat, text in your Easter plans to 021-272-3461 and you'll be in the draw to win a copy of Robin's Sexistential. Now, we started off the show with some hopeful music and we're going to continue on that vibe now. This next track we've got comes to us from Bill Callahan. In fact, it's an absolute lovely, lovely tune. It's one that I played halfway through March last month. It's called Stepping Out for Ear, and it's off his most recent record. I think it's the third track. No, it's the first track. No, it's the... Anyway, doesn't matter what number track it is. It is a really, really, really gorgeous song about having a break and thinking on things and just contemplating. And the instrumentation is gorgeous. Bill's voice is so lovely and calming. And I think it makes me very happy. And I hope it makes you happy as well. We'll see you soon for the gig guide. Enjoy.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.